So here's an interesting story. Cold War-era techniques for planting secret moles behind enemy lines is producing some victories for U.S. law enforcement in dealing with Mexican drug cartels. It's also raising some issues between the U.S. and Mexico. It's an exclusive report out by our partner, The New York Times. Officials have told The Times that the Drug Enforcement Administration has, quote, highly placed confidential sources in some of Mexico's more prominent cartels. Joining us now is Eric Olson, senior associate at the Woodrow Wilson Center's Mexico Institute. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, this is a pretty important capability if you're trying to monitor drug cartels, but does it create sovereignty issues between the U.S. and Mexico, since presumably the Mexicans are interested in fighting the drug cartels as much as the Americans?
It does create complications for Mexico and the Mexican government. They obviously want to be in control of law enforcement in their country, and they don't want not just U.S. but other countries to have informants running around. But, you know, it's one of these things that happens. People are aware of it. It's an understandable law enforcement technique. And so I think they accept it, don't like it, are certainly not going to be public about it, but it creates some complications for them.
Well, there's always this tension, and, you know, I watch The Wire as much as anybody, but there's always this tension when you infiltrate a criminal organization that you're also possibly enabling small-scale criminal activity in the pursuit of the large-scale arrest. How do you deal with that in a case where it's so violent down in Mexico in the battles between the Mexican government and the cartels?
Well, that's exactly right, and it's hugely problematic. We have a case now in the U.S. The ATF thought it was going to allow some guns to be sold and monitor them being trafficked back to Mexico, and they lost control of those guns, and they ended up being used in crime scenes.
That's so the Fast and Furious debacle?
That's the Fast and Furious case, yeah. So that's a huge problem, and it's one reason Mexico has traditionally shied away from this kind of undercover infiltration sort of operation, because there are risks, and the Mexican courts always, never look kindly on that sort of thing. In fact, it was only in the last couple of years that that kind of authority was made available to Mexican law enforcement. So yeah, there's tremendous risks. There's a long tradition of doing this on the part of U.S. law enforcement, and so you know you have a little bit of a culture clash.
But on the other hand, there are rewards to be had from these techniques. It appears as though a highly placed source in one of the Mexican drug cartels might have rolled up the individual who was apprehended in that alleged plot to kill a Saudi diplomat in Washington. So it's a window on terrorism all over the world.
Well, when it works effectively and everything goes right, you're correct. I mean, the results can be very gratifying, very positive from the U.S. and from the perspective of Mexico or anywhere else. But it's highly risky, and that's why there's some caution, at least on the part of Mexico, and I think there's caution on the part of U.S. officials as well about how much to use this technique.
Well, we're talking about an exclusive report out by our partner, The New York Times. You can read it online. It's linked to our site, thetakeaway.org. Officials telling The Times that the Drug Enforcement Administration has highly placed confidential sources in some of Mexico's more prominent drug cartels. Eric Olson is a senior associate at the Woodrow Wilson Center's Mexico Institute. Thanks so much, Eric.
Glad to be with you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.